Welcome to the FemNation podcast, where we wholeheartedly believe women entrepreneurs can rise together. Success comes in many flavors. There are no secret strategies. Women entrepreneurs are rewriting history by defining success on their own terms. Hi, I'm White of Gannon, the down-to-earth chick with a different name. Entrepreneur and founder of the Female Entrepreneur Movement, our business is dedicated to helping women start and grow their businesses, increasing financial independence. Each week, join me for inspiring stories and powerful interviews of women entrepreneurs sharing their lessons to success to help you take your business to the next level. Now, let's go for it. Welcome back to the FemNation podcast, everyone. Today, I want to talk to you about the interview I just had with Kimberly Stevenson. And if you could not feel it, how electric that was and how sincere she is and just truly authentic and transparent, which is something I want to bring to the table to the podcast here at FemNation. But if you couldn't feel that, go listen to it again, because I'm telling you, she was so powerful in the steps that she's taken, what she's overcome, and how she's created in this space what looks right for her and how that works. And her and I have jammed previously because we know each other from a couple of circles. But both having an accounting background and both being coaches, both working with entrepreneurs, both working with women, both, you know, she has a different business than I have at this point in time. And her direction is heavily needed. And I am so honored that she has stepped into that space and really owns it for the women entrepreneurs out there that she has been connected to and helps. Here's the thing is that we touched on this a little bit towards the tail end, but in this entrepreneurial space of women rising to the top a little bit and not in the competitive type and spirit or environment, but really rising to the top of stepping into our own. This is the era where that own, I'm putting quotation marks around it, really is being defined. We are in a brand new time frame. And I've talked about this before on solo podcast episodes with you guys wrapping up, having conversations with previous guests, but that we are in a transitional time frame, that this is not the era of entrepreneurship of the prior decades. It is so new. And it is so different, but we want so desperately, we as women, as a society, as, you know, as people, I'm just going to lump everybody in there, but we want to have the transparency and the authenticity, and we want to move past the masks because, quite frankly, we're sick and tired of the masks that everybody says. It's all polished and all pretty, and this is what you get. And if you don't, something's wrong with you. No, there's not. There's nothing wrong with you. It's the fact that what you've been sold or what you've been told was polished and pristine when it came out of the gate, but you didn't see previously how that was being created. And Kimberly does such a good job of bringing that back into focus. An amazing coach, an amazing woman, an amazing story. I encourage you. Re-listen to that podcast episode because it will resonate down inside where you know that you are a change maker, you are stepping into your own, and you are bringing your gifts to the world. And as always, please feel free to reach out to me if you have any questions, if you want to have a conversation, if you want to email, search me on social. I'm all over the place. If you want to talk to Kimberly because she is what you need and she's the person that resonated to what you didn't know you were missing, reach out to her. She's linked in the show notes of that episode and definitely have the conversation because the number one thing that her and I both, me and every single guest that I have on the podcast, and just as a general outlook, the number one goal is for you to continue to move forward, to continue in your journey, to succeed, and to also define that success on your own terms and accept the success that you have already mastered at this point in time. So have the conversation, continue talking, find your tribe, find your women, find your collective. And if at any point in time you need to reach out, I'm always here. As always, guys, I hope you have a wonderful afternoon. And keep moving forward.
Thanks for listening to the FemNation podcast. Be sure to check out our show notes for more details from the episode. If you love the show, share it with a friend or drop me a note. I'd love to hear from you over at whitedovegannon.com or find me on social media. Until next time, keep moving forward.